And I was reading a little bit about him last night, just a little sketch autobiography of his life. And the writer was saying, and this guy's, you know, just a tremendous, you know, you read his messages, they're just awesome. I mean, just the things he said. You know, obviously he was very well read and a tremendous preacher. And but the writer was talking about his life and said that what his goal, every Sunday morning he would preach a brand new thought. And then on Sunday nights, he would always take things that he had preached before, and he would go through them, rework them, add to them, you know, put new stuff with them. And always on Sunday night, he always preached, you know, like I said, things he preached before, and moved and added to. So I felt a little better about that, you know, because from time to time, well, you know, they're themes. The cross, the blood. I mean, you know, you'll never get done with those themes. And you can start from the same text and you never say the same words. But I felt a little better about that. I thought, well, here's a man who wrote 60 books and could certainly outpreach me. If he thought it wasn't any problem to visit a text again, certainly it's going to be all right with me. So, praise God, what I want to tell you tonight, I said all that to say this. Tonight I'm going to make a new beginning on an old start. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Oh, hallelujah. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Oh, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, thank you tonight for your word, your will, and your way. I ask you, God, to breathe upon my heart, my mind, my soul, my life, my very being, God. Let my tongue be as the pen of the ready writer. God, I feel this in my heart tonight. I feel that you want to speak to someone's in this building tonight. And I pray, God, that you will do just that, touching our hearts and our lives and our souls. In the name of Jesus, and everybody said, amen. I'd like to preach a little while tonight on the Son shall make you free. January 1st, 1863, Abraham Lincoln made what was called the Emancipation Proclamation. And on that day, he declared that all of the slaves of the South and anywhere that were, that they were set free. You can no longer own those black slaves. They were set free. They were no longer in bondage. They were no longer held to their owners, but they were set free to go about life as they pleased. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said to these Jews, he said first to them, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And they said to him, "Make us free? Do you know who you're talking to, Jesus? Us? We have never been in bondage to any man," which was a lie. They had already been in bondage to Assyria. They had already been in bondage to Babylon. They had already been in servitude to Greece. They were at that very moment, they were in bondage to the Roman Empire. So, you know, they had already been conquered by Syria, Babylon, Greece, and the Persians. And now Babylon had them. Now they were in captivity in Babylon. So they were at that very moment in captivity. And they were saying that, oh no, we've never been in bondage to any man. But you see, I have learned this one thing. You can put all the chains on the man that you want to, but if that man has got a spirit that is free, amen, that man is still free. And I have found that there are men who do not have, amen, chains of metal and steel balls hooked to their legs. You know, they're not dragging a ball and a chain, and yet they are in bondage. They're held captive. Their minds are captive. Their souls are captive. They're held bondage by the chains and the powers of sin. Oh, yes. Amen. They took John Bunyan and they put him in the Bedford prison. And there they fed him. They gave him old soured milk once a day. And in that soured bottle of milk, they stuffed newspapers. And it was on those little pieces of newspaper that John Bunyan wrote Pilgrim's Progress, the greatest allegory that's ever been written. And though he was in prison, and though he was in bonds, his spirit was beyond the bars of that prison. His spirit was beyond the chains that had him bound. His spirit was in the power and in the presence of God Almighty. Amen. John said, I was on the Isle of Patmos for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said, I was on the Isle of Patmos for the testimony of Jesus Christ. But you know what he said? But he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. In other words, I was cast out and I was cast down and I was on an island, but my soul was free. My spirit soared above my bleak circumstances. My spirit soared above the darkness that had enveloped me. And I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Oh, hallelujah. Stay on here. I want to preach to you. Jesus said, he said to them, the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. You see, if a man had a slave, and then to that slave was born a child, then the master of that servant, he could set free the child that was born in his house. He had the right to set that child free. Technically, and it don't make any sense, but he was not allowed to set the servant free. But he could set the son of the servant free. And that's what Jesus was talking about. That the son doesn't, you know, the servant may not abide, but the son does. But oh, Jesus went on to say, but if the son shall make you free, woo, then you shall be free indeed. Oh, hallelujah. I want to tell you tonight, sitting right here in this building, this night. Amen. There are some of you here and you say, preacher man, why would you preach this? Because we may look the part and just because we may dress the part. I'm going to tell you tonight, there are some of you that walked in the doors of this church and you're dragging chains that you have dragged for a long, long time. And I'm going to tell you that the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost want to set you free from those chains in this place tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Hold up, I got shaka bohosama. Woo! Oh, I'm feeling better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now stay with me now. We're going here a little further. Amen. In St. Luke chapter 4, Jesus began to speak to them. And he said, as he taught in their synagogue, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth. We had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And he stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Woo! Hallelujah! Here's why I have come, he said. I have come to set the captive free. I have come to heal the brokenhearted. I have come to break the chains. I have come to preach the gospel. I have come, my God, to bind up the broken and the bruised and the captive. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Oh, how we need that Spirit of the Lord to come in our churches and set folks' minds free and their souls free from the chains that they have dragged for years and years and years and years. Woo! Oh, hallelujah! I know this is yours, my name is Bubba. I'm hit the nail on the head. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. I want you to hear me all the way through tonight. I believe in an outward standard of holiness. I make no apologies for that. It's God's word. But let me tell you something. You can have all the outside just right and be dragging chains, and your mind be captivated by spirits of lust, adultery, fornication, lying, stealing, cheating, immorality. Oh, my God. But oh, it makes no difference what chains may have you bound. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Oh, hallelujah. You see, the Baptists tell us that we cannot live right and we can't die wrong. They'll tell you, you can't live, there's no way for you to live right. There's no way you can live right. You've got to sin every day. Hear me all the way through. I told one of them, I said, "Well, okay. If you can sin every day and go to heaven, then what would you have to do to go to hell?" Woo! Get back, devil. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Huh? I said, "Man, no wonder you got such a crowd." I said, "You've got a deal better than the Catholics. The Catholics have purgatory, but you've got them beat, because the way you got it, if you just ever get saved, if you just ever say the words, that's it." You know, John R. Rice, he was a great man, but he was foolish. He wrote in his book, it's right in print. He said when God come, he was going to jerk him from the bar stools, going to jerk him out of the beds, committing adultery. No. Be not deceived. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. And he that doeth not righteousness is unrighteous. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 6:1, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How can we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Woo! Oh, listen, here's what I want to tell you. If the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cannot set you free from sin, then you diminish the cross, you diminish the blood, you diminish the power of the Son of the Most High God. But I want to tell you, Jesus has the power to break the chains. Jesus has got the power to set you free of every habit, of every desire, of every sin, of every power that devil a hold of you. Whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Oh, I like it. I said, I like it. Hallelujah. When we say he can't deliver us from our habits and our hang-ups, we mock the cross. Let's not all shout at once here. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. I want you to hear me. Salvation will deliver you from the power of sin. For Paul said, for sin shall have no more dominion, authority, power over you. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Shabbahakabohosai. Hallelujah. Huh? So, listen, the cross, the blood, the Son of God set you free from the power of sin. Secondly, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, sets you free from the penalty of sin. The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. Huh? What the wages of sin is? Death. The gift of God is eternal life. So, brother, the blood will set you free from the power of sin. The blood will set you free from the penalty of sin. Oh, but hear me. What the Baptists tell us is that in this life we can never quit sinning, because sin's got greater power than Jesus has got. Sin has got greater power than the blood's got. Woo! Sin has got greater power than the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. No. And so they say that when we die and we get our glorified body, then we'll be free from sin. No. We are set free from the power of sin. We are set free from the penalty of sin. And the only thing that death will do for you and the resurrection of the just will, and then and only then will you be delivered from the presence of sin. Oh, hallelujah. But what I'm trying to tell you is right here, right now, in this building tonight, in this little church, you can be set free from the power of sin. Oh, hallelujah. You don't have to sin. You don't have to curse. You don't have to get mad. You don't have to blow your top. You don't have to live in immorality. No. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb, of the Son of God. Lift your hands tonight. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Sin's stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. Glory! Listen to me. My dear old grandmother, as I mentioned, got saved at 19, died at 92. I never heard her cuss. I never saw her get mad. Huh? Y'all still here? Never saw her get mad. Never saw her lose her temper. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Lived for God. Kept the victory. Held her head up high. Crossed the finish line of victor. And I want to tell you right now, you can do it. I can do it. The power of God, oh hallelujah, can make you free from the power of sin. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. Too many, though, are like Israel. You know, God brought them out of Egypt. He brought them through the Red Sea. Type of salvation. They passed through. On both sides. And we talked about, I think maybe Sunday, moving day. Blood on the lintels. Blood on the doorpost. a type of God's redeeming grace. They all came out. They all, the Bible said, ate of the manna. They all, amen, drank of the water that came from the rock. They all went into the cloud. They all heard the voice of God. They all came through the sea. But with many of them, God was not well pleased. And because of that, they died in the wilderness. What happened to a preacher? Amen. Their feet got out of Egypt, but their heart never got out of Egypt. Oh, glory! You know why some of you here are struggling with sins, habits, ideas, attitudes, problems. You know what it is? Your feet have got out of Egypt, but your heart, I said your heart, has never got out of Egypt. Oh, yeah. They hadn't hardly got down the road. They was wanting to know, where's the leeks? Where's the garlics? Where's the cucumbers? Where's the melons? Oh, are y'all y'all not listening to me tonight? Oh, listen to me carefully. Isn't it strange? I've never understood it, Sister Bay. I've never understood it in my lifetime. God gloriously saved someone. Alcoholic, drug addict, all various things, you know, maladies of sin, people involved in all kind of illicit sex, and you know, we're demented generation. God saves them. Brings them out of sin. Oh God, they shout and run the aisles and speak in tongues. They're happy. They're filled with joy. You need to cut one more. You need to cut one more corner on the dance floor. You need one more cancer stick.
One more drink.
Come on. You need just one more touch of drug. My God. Hallelujah. Some of y'all so sad here. Let me tell you this. Maybe it'll cheer you up just a little bit. My son several years ago was in Martinsburg. He's standing right there on the sidewalk. All of a sudden, boom. His car said, this guy run right in the back of this guy. Just so happened there was a black guy. If it had been white, I'd have said, wait a minute. It just so happened there was a black guy. This black guy comes up. What's going on, man? Hey, man, what's going on? Mason said, this guy gets out, got a toboggan on, you know. And them old baggy britches look like a band of gypsies moved out of the seat of them, you know. And so the guy says, baby, what's going on, man? You're in the back, man. What's going on, bro? And that black guy says, said, I was just chilling. I was just checking the scene. All of a sudden, he said, Ben. God said, you were chilling. Boom, boom. He's going crazy. And this guy, God have mercy. You understand? And God sets people free from that stuff. And the devil tells them they need that garbage again. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, my. Listen, not only must you come out of Egypt, but you've got to get Egypt out of your heart, out of your mind, out of your soul. You've got to set your feet toward the holy city and get your mind made up. You're going to serve God and turn your back on sin and the devil. Oh, hallelujah.
Well, Brother Martin, I would like to serve God, but I'm just a weak Christian.
Glory. If the Son shall make you free. Oh, hallelujah. Huh? If the Son. The Son. Yeah, the Son of the Most High God. Woo! The creator of the ends of the earth. The Son, yes. The one who said, I am Alpha and Omega. The Son? Yes. The one that said, I'm the beginning and the end. The Son? Yes. The Son. Glory to God. That walked on the water, rebuked the winds and the waves, stilled the storm, cast out the devils. Great God, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Whew. The Son? Yeah, the Son. In the beginning, where it all started, was the Word. That's Jesus. Huh? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. Woo! And the Word was God. He was in the beginning. He was with God the Father. And He was God the Son. And the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. Glory. I'm talking about the Son, the Creator, the Almighty God has got the power. I said He's got the power to break the chains, break the fetters, break the sins, break the stranglehold. My God set you free in this building tonight. I said tonight. But I am preaching real good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I figured I would have to tell some of you that, because you have obviously hadn't caught on yet. And I'm getting closer to the end and you haven't caught on. So I'm just giving you a heads up. Praise God. Pick up here. Look up. Glory to God. Moving along here. Listen to me. The charismatics love to talk about we are not in the bondage of holiness. We can dress like we want, look like we want, do what we want, because we are free. And you poor, foolish, stupid, bound up homeless people, you're in bondage and you need to be free. God, you hear me tonight. I'm going to tell you something. The only way you'll ever be free is if you are let the Son make you free. And when the Son makes you free, you will not want to look like Egypt. You will not want to talk like Egypt. You will not want to dress like Egypt. You will not want to live like those in Egypt. When the Son of God comes inside and makes you free, you're going to walk in holiness. You're going to walk in righteousness. You're going to walk in truth. Come on here now. You're going to walk in the power of a resurrected life. Oh, hallelujah. If the Son therefore make you free, you shall be free indeed. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. They say they're free. They swap wives right in the church. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Now those, not all of them, no misunderstanding, but a lot of them charismatic churches. They'll say, oh, this is truth, man. Listen, they say, well, you know, God never put us together. So, But this sister over here, that's the one for me. And right in their churches, while they're all supposed to be speaking in tongues and having all the gifts of the Spirit, they got to, I won't say it. Hallelujah. They swap around, fornicate, shack up, and they say, no. You can only be free when the blood. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to begin to start to proceed to begin to shut down. You know, we're living in a crazy age. We got women that have had so many facelifts, their chin is up under their eyebrows. Glory to God. Listen to me. We got ladies 70, 80 years old. And when you get old, guess what happens? Your face gets wrinkled and dried up. And you know what I'm saying? You get lines and crow's feet in the corner of your face and all that stuff. You know? And my God, bless these dear old souls. And they'll go down and get their hair dyed black as a bucket of crow tar. Get them some 10-pound eyelids. Huh? Get their fingers look like they've been beat with a hammer. Get them blood red. Are y'all still here? Lord God, help. Listen, Granny. You're still a granny. All that paint and all that, that ain't going to change a thing in the world. Hallelujah. I'm thankful to God, my dear beautiful wife. When her hair gets white as snow and she's rubbing my bald head, I'm going to love that white hair, and I'm hoping she's going to kiss my bald head. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. What you see? Y'all, come on here. Oh, there's my... You know what the Bible said? The Bible said a hoary head is a... That's not the exact word, but a badge of honor if it be found in the way of truth. They don't say it says bad, but anyway, it's a badge of honor if it be found in the way of truth. Hallelujah. Bless God, you know, hey, let's be who we are. If you got to get up every day and make yourself somebody you're not, then my dear friend, maybe you need to be set free. Poor old sis come here, she had about 3 rings on every finger. Lord God, have mercy. Hair looked like a poodle dog. Had one of them poodle dog looking permanent. Looked like she'd went there and they'd put the poodle dog turn on her. Praise God. But you know what? You got free. I said you got free. If the Son will make you free, you will be free indeed. Hallelujah. Now, some of y'all having about all you can take. You belong. Hallelujah. Closing here. A fellow by the name of William Nibbs. Went to Jamaica in the early 1800s. Jamaica at that time was a colony of England. And what had happened was, those English lords had went over there and they had stole that land from those little Jamaican men and they had made slaves out of them. Now, how many's ever heard of a zombie? How many's ever heard of zombies? Anybody ever heard of a zombie? Z-O-M-B-I-E, a zombie? Well, what happened was these English lords took these little Jamaicans, okay, and they gave them drugs like heroin and opium. And they kept these men so drugged that they didn't have enough mind to fake to revolt. They stole their properties and they worked them day and night and stole their money and made slaves out of them. Yeah.
So William Nibbs went over there to be a missionary to the Jamaicans. When he got there, he realized what was going on. All of his children died at very early ages. They burned his churches. They threatened to kill him. They tortured him. They did everything they could. But he'd go over there and he'd preach and he'd cry. And he'd go back to England and he'd get in the parliament. And he'd tell them of those hard conditions. And he'd beg them. He'd beg them to set those little slaves for him. Hallelujah. Finally, July 31st, 1838, England declared that at 12 o'clock midnight, all of those slaves would be set free. Woo! William Nibbs was there. He said they gathered in the churchyard. And all day long on Saturday begin to sing and praise God and thank God for deliverance. At midnight the bell rang, the church bell rang. Freedom was secured. They were set free. They rejoiced and shouted and danced and praised God. When he said in the early morning hours, he witnessed something he would never forget. And there he saw in the early morning hours, there's a bunch of those little men that had been slaves. Carried a coffin, an exquisitely made coffin made of ebony that they had carved out. And he watched them as they went through the gate, and he watched them go to the church graveyard. He said he watched them dig a hole. He watched them, Brother Scotty, as they opened the lid on that coffin, and they took off their hats they had to wear that said slaves, and they throwed them in the coffin. Others of them took the whips that they had been beat with, and they threw them in the coffin. They took the chains that they had been bound with and they thrown them in the coffin. Everything, all the emblems of slavery, they put in that coffin. They closed the lid. They put it in the ground. They covered it with dirt and rejoiced and praised God. Hold up, Akashakabuhosai. Let me tell you something. Not a day later, not a week later, not a month later, not 2 months later, not a year later, not 10 years later, did anybody ever go back out to the graveyard, Sister Betty, and say, let's dig that coffin up. Let's get them hats back on. Let's get them chains back on. No, no, no. They were free. I said they were free. And they didn't want the chains of slavery anymore. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. My God, cast the marks of slavery off. Cast the marks of sin aside. Shake off the powers of sin that's got you bound and set your face toward heaven. You can make it. Oh, hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Bobby, I want to tell you tonight, son. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Woo! Sis, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Sister Betty, let me ask you something. You ever want any more lines of cocaine since you got saved? Huh? You're not looking for no more band parties to go to? Huh? You're not looking for another dance floor to cut the rest of you on? Whew. You know what happened, Sister Betty? I'll tell you what happened. The Son made her free. Hallelujah. And she's not looking to go back. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. My dad got saved years and years ago in the state of Maine. I heard him tell on the way home. He threw his cigarettes, I think he said, over the bridge. Didn't you, Dad? Threw them out by the brook.
Glory to God. He's never been back to the brook to find the cigarettes. The Son made him free, and he's free indeed. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! My God, we ought to be shouting. We ought to be running the aisles. Amen. To think we're free. To think we've been made free by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Glory. Some of us may not understand like others. You know what I'm saying? I've never been hooked on alcohol. I've never been hooked on drugs. I've never been hooked on cigarettes. You know? So, and I know sis was smoking 2 or 3 packs a day, but the Son set her free. My old buddy John back there started coming to church. The devil said, I guess he come on Sunday, and I saw him walking down the road the next day or so, saw a big old pack of Red Man in his back pocket. The devil said, he'll never give that up. It wasn't very long, Brother John come in. Whew. Said, preacher, I just want you to know, I've got rid of that tobacco. Shack off a host of my heart. Woo! What was it? The Son made him free. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, that's enough to shout about. That's enough to run about. That's enough to sing about. That's enough to dance about in the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I was talking to Peggy. Guess what was yesterday? She was telling me about her grandmother that raised her. She said her grandmother had so much of God in her that whenever the neighbors had a quarrel, they'd come and get her grandmother. And whatever she said is what they went by. Woo! Said she wore them black dresses. Wore them black clothes and them black shoes. Ha, kabahusha. I'm going to tell you something, Peggy. Grandma was free. Oh, the world would have said she was bound up. The world would have said she was bound up in legalism. But your grandmother was free. She had the power of the Holy Ghost. Glory, glory, glory. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I said, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I find the closer I get to Him, the more free I feel in my soul, in my mind, and in my spirit. Young people, let me tell you something here and now. Let me tell you something. Little girl in school went to church. The girls at school were wicked. They were vile. They kept making fun of this little girl. I guess it'll be alright to say this, because she was a virgin. And they all had disgraced their character. So they made fun of her day and night. Finally one day they got making fun of her. She had all she could take, and she turned around and she looked at her. She said, anytime I want to, I can become what you are. But you can never be again what I am. Woo! Hallelujah! Don't let the devil drag you down. Don't let the devil discourage you. Lift your head up high. You're a child of the King. His royal blood flows in your veins. Oh, hallelujah! We've got a right to shout. We've got a right to sing. The devil don't have nothing. God's people's got everything.
This I see, nothing but the blood Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me
white. The sun can't make you free.
Whether fault I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Well, oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Let me tell you what salvation will do for you. Let's just put it right on the line here. You know, Brother Scotty's today. Poor old boy. Tattoos all over his body. How old is that man? 31. Has absolutely nothing. Here's my nephew, 25, 26, 26, has his own construction business here, saved, wife and church, a home. Here's my boy, 23, has a home, wife, baby, Sister Abel, a home, Sister Christine, on the way to get a home. Sister Betty, a home. You understand? Listen to me. When you serve God, when you give Him your all, He will lay His hand upon you, and He will bless you, and He will touch you. He will bless your going out. He will bless your coming in. He will bless your downsetting and your uprising. Oh, it is a great thing to know God. I said it's a great thing to know God. Lift your hand right now and thank Him that you're saved by the blood of the Lamb.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Well, this is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious.